Good morning. Welcome to worship on this second Sunday in Easter, where we are also celebrating Earth Day. And we have a care for creation theme. And in your bulletin, you'll see several points where you see a little leaf there. And that's to signify that our theme of caring for creation is throughout our liturgy, some which is unique for today, and some we have every week. So that's what that's designating. Also want to acknowledge that your bulletin cover was, we have our a local artist, meaning Signe Smith, age 7, and the congregation did that for us. And that is representing of all four seasons there with, you see the cotton balls at the top for the snow and the leaves and the grass for spring and summer and fall. So we're very thankful. All right, let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship with our thanksgiving for baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as beloved children, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. Christ is risen. Alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God of life, you reach out to us amid our fears with the wounded hands of your risen Son. By your Spirit's breath, revive our faith in your mercy and strengthen us to be the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated and prepare your ears and your hearts to hear the Word of God.
Our first reading this morning comes from Proverbs, the 8th chapter. Wisdom is speaking. The Lord created me at the beginning of His work, the first of His acts long ago. Ages ago I was set up. At the first, before the beginning of the earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made the earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil, when he established the heavens, I was there.
when he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master worker. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading comes from the book of Ephesians, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite all who are able to stand.
Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you this morning. In his 1954 sermon, Transformed Nonconformist, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. wrote, quote, "The saving of our world from pending doom will not come through the complacent adjustment of the conforming majority, but through the creative maladjustment of a nonconforming minority." Some years ago, Professor Bixler reminded us of the dangers of overstressing the well-adjusted life. There are some things in our world to which people of goodwill must be maladjusted. End quote. The most formative essay that I was ever asked to write in preparation for ministry was a defense of the relevance of Christian scriptures today. I wrote then, and stand by now, that our scriptures contain the wisdom that orient us in the midst of sin and crisis, that the gospel offers us sacred wisdom that will bring us back to ourselves when we have become lost, when the complacent adjustment of the conforming majority ends up being adjustment to the very things Christ calls us to be maladjusted. If we're honest with ourselves and one another, it has become uncomfortable to celebrate Earth Day in the midst of a climate crisis that already drastically affects people across the world. A crisis during which many of those with the power to reduce climate change's acceleration are dragging their feet to respond. Combined with the frequent headlines we have endured in recent years of heat records, devastating flooding, long-drawn-out fire seasons, Unsurprisingly, studies show that many people today, especially the younger generations, experience persistent anxiety about climate change and global warming. My favorite headline this recent Earth Day on Friday of 2022 was, "For Earth Day, Strategies to Cope with Climate Anxiety." Excellent, I thought. I love to celebrate Earth Day with strategies for coping. But it's apropos, right? It's honest. I'm not sure if I qualify as younger generations, but I feel, if not anxiety, the deep brokenness. I understand the helplessness and the dread. I feel the grief and the anger, and it wouldn't be emotionally honest of me to say otherwise. And you may also feel these things when we allow our feelings to be felt. But here's the thing this Earth Sunday. I don't want to talk about strategies for coping, and I don't want to give you tips for greener living. You know how to use Google, and if you don't, you know someone who does. And instead, our gospel text today calls us to a deeper place, into identification of the spiritual crisis of which climate change is symptomatic, and the invitation to answer Jesus' call to healing, to wholeness, and yes, to joy. I am not suggesting that Jesus is speaking here in our text to the 21st century global climate disaster, but his wisdom offers us a template that is, in fact, addressing this issue. When Jesus speaks today of abiding, he articulates a level of interrelationship that has been obfuscated and denied in our modern lives. Scripturally speaking, to abide is to dwell. In today's passage, to dwell in an elaborate web of mutual indwelling, or what some call interbeing. It is the spiritual awareness to which we are called that to be is to interbe. It is an enduring relationship between the divine and all of creation that is so close, the edges of who is who and what begin to blur. We believe in an incarnate God, one who is revealed to us in the person of Jesus through Scripture and through creation. Jesus Christ is the true vine, who our gospel writer is sure to clarify, through whom all things were made. It is abundantly clear we are branches of this vine. Our vitality, our spirit, our life is not our own, but inextricably part of a vast life force that permeates all creation. The inextricability of all life in our one Creator is evident throughout the created world. The in-breath and out-breath exchanged between animal and plant life. The water cycles that draw water up through evaporation and rain it down from the heavens. The food chains that balance an ecosystem. The fact that every time we eat, the nutrients and building blocks of our food become us. And that when we die, the building blocks of our bodies once more become earth. We see it every time we watch new life grow out of a nurse log. Why then, I ask us, are we surprised that there's plastic in our blood? Yes, you may have heard. A study was released in the Netherlands last month in which for the first time scientists evaluated the internal exposure of plastic particles in human blood. The study analyzed blood samples from 22 healthy individuals from the public, and I discovered that 17, that's 80% of them, have plastic particles in their bloodstream, including PET, plastic used in drinking bottles. The study also found plastics from packaged foods and plastic bags. We have known for some time that microplastics are in the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink. But this new evidence that the particles and chemicals used in these plastics are in our blood has caused considerable alarm and increased urgency. Yet if we are shocked, people of God, it goes to show how far afield we have fallen from our knowledge of the natural order and design of God's creation. We have forgotten interbeing. This is our spiritual crisis. We have betrayed our place in the ecosystems of God's creation. We have broken from the vine. In our gospel reading, Jesus speaks in clear language. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. This is not, as I thought when I was a child, a threat. Why I thought Jesus threatened anyone, I'm not sure. But it is, as we mature, we recognize it is observable truth. When we behave as if we are or can possibly be set apart from the vine, we jeopardize more than our relationships with one another. We break with the creation that sustains all life. This includes our water, our soils, our air, and all animal life. Believing that we are separate from these things conforms us to systems of death. If we are to survive and thrive, we must address this. We do not seek Christ among the dead. We seek him among the living. Facing the realities of today, I do again experience the helplessness so many of us feel, that make us believe we can do nothing. I am present to that which in me which feels like a withered, burning branch, painfully broken off from that which gives life. I do not feel threatened by what Jesus speaks today. Only seen. I feel named the spiritual crisis of my life, that it is given language I can understand. Because none of us seeks to feel like a broken and withered branch, we seek to become well-adjusted and to cope. Yet becoming well-adjusted to systems of death can never free or heal us. It can only mute the dissonance in our hearts as we treat the symptoms and not the disease. Jesus says, "Abide in me." Because once we have been broken, it requires our intention and spiritual discipline to return. It is not about a cognitive grasp or acquiescence to a theological idea. It is a day-to-day, moment-to-moment spiritual practice to choose life instead of death. Today, we are called to remember our mutual indwelling with all life in Christ, to listen for the heartbeat of God in the body of the world and the world in us. Reconnecting to the profound mutual indwelling, the enduring relationship of all life that is so close, to find that the edges of who is who and what is what begin to blur. Let the light of life return to you in each footfall on the soil, each breath of the air, each bite of your food, each sip of your water, each bird song, each spring flower. None of these things will solve the climate crisis. But, and you may call me sentimental if you will, but I sincerely believe that when we choose to abide in the Creator, in the Word of creation, to remember our interbeing with life, our fundamental orientation and action in the world will shift in response. We will choose to relinquish the systems of death. We will no longer struggle to seek our capacity or our way for remedy of the harm we cause. We may be maladjusted in the world, but creatively so. We will, in fact, rediscover joy and bear fruit, because that is what Jesus promises to us today. He says, "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." And I say to you the same. I don't want for any of us mere coping, nor that our well-being be through adjustment to a world that is burning around us. I want for you, for me, for our children, for all life, the promised joy in Christ, which we will find when we rediscover the abiding presence of the love of God and the revelation of the Word in the created world of which we are part. Beloved, if you are angry, heartbroken, and worried for your children and your grandchildren, I understand and am with you in those feelings. And that is why we are called to go to where it hurts, where the break is, to heal there first. And the one thing I will say about climate anxiety is that Scripture tells us that the mystery of the divine will of God is a plan that in the fullness of time, God will gather up all things into God's self, things on heaven and things on earth. And I do believe it. Blessed be the Creator who empowers us for the sake of a beloved creation. Blessed be to Christ, who is the one true vine who gives all things life. Blessed be to the Spirit who intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Beloved, this Earth Sunday, choose to reclaim your vitality, your creativity, and your joy. Amen. Please stand for our hymn.
With the whole church, let us confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. Our dedicated prayers from Earth Day are adapted from Lutheran's Restoring Creation. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, the people in need, and all of creation. God, who acts righteously, as witnesses of your goodness in this world, as well as witnesses of the goodnesses of the world is to us, equip your church to go and tell others of your abundant love, that they may believe that Jesus is our salvation and life. Lord, in your mercy, renew your people's commitment to use resources responsibly and to live well with your creation. Help us to recognize that new life springs from death. Invite us to recognize and nurture signs of resurrection life in the natural world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The whole creation is yours that we abide in. Direct those who are given human authority to lead with humility and compassion, recognizing their role as stewards of your creation. Reform the hearts of those seeking to make what is yours their own through invasion, possession, and war. We pray especially for all those affected by the war in Ukraine. Rather than war, let your peace resound and by your Holy Spirit, channel the attention of leaders towards serving others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Inspire those who lead your people in worship and praise. We pray for all pastors, deacons, pastoral interns, musicians, cantors. Abide in them to be your hands and feet in this world, that as branches we reflect you as the vine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Uphold your children who cry out to you. While you abide in us, we can still feel distant and alone. Wherever people are overcome by the fear of death, breathe into them your life and peace. Be with all who are sick, all in pain, or in any kind of distress in mind, body, or spirit. We pray today for Tracy Boring, Joshua Chamness, Linnea Embleton, Joy Lathrop, and Marilyn Tollefson. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give you thanks for the witnesses of your faith that have gone before us and now rest in your abiding love, and comfort all of us who grieve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The peace of the risen Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us receive this morning's offerings. I invite all who are able to stand. Let us pray. Living God, you gather the wolf and the lamb to feed together in your peaceable reign, and you welcome us all at your table. Reach out to us through this meal and show us your wounded and risen body, that we may be nourished and believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, so that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God, and they are given freely to us, the people of God. I invite you to be seated. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, generous God, for in this bread and cup we have tasted the new heaven and earth where hunger and thirst are no more. Send us from this table as witnesses to the resurrection, that through our lives all may know life in Jesus' name. Amen. Before receiving the benediction, a few brief announcements of our life together. First is that there's an error in your bulletin. If you look at the back page, it has information about the film Youth v. Gov on Tuesday night. It's not going to happen Tuesday night. That is due to a technical snafu. We don't actually have the ability to show it here at Central. So this afternoon at 4 p.m., we've been invited to join First Congregational United Church of Christ here in Eugene, who's showing it at 4 p.m. If you have any questions about that, feel free to talk to me afterward. We will have the follow-up Zoom conversation on May 3rd as scheduled. So that's this afternoon at 4. Secondly, right after the service, we are going to have a blessing of our garden over on the corner of 18th and University. So I invite you to, when you go back at exit, grab a cup of coffee there and bring it with you out to the garden where we'll have a rite of blessing. And I understand there's some more treats over there. So please join us. Finally, notice that this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we have the musicking concert here in the sanctuary. Now, please rise as you are able for the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.